Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. And we also are at philhendryshow.com. We're offering up backstage passes. So when I say that we're online, you have to have a backstage pass, a subscription to watch our video cast, which obviously contains the elements of the show. And our video cast also shows you how the show is performed and what we do and the behind the scenes and how much I curse and swear and all of my bad language and my mental instability and the lives of people that I've ruined. And it's just, it's a fantastic behind the scenes look at me, Phil Hendry. And
sex.
No, there's no sex. That I draw the line at. Beating people up, not a problem. All right. Just joking, folks. But anyway, get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. We've rolled out the best of Bobby Dooley in our shop. People are taking advantage of it like never before. And there is a brand new... So go over to the shop and get the best of Bobby Dooley. There's a free track on that called Dachau. And you just... I'm not going to explain it. Just listen to it, and then you'll know what we're talking about. And there is also a new podcast available, the free Phil Hendry podcast. It's available at philhendryshow.com. Go to the podcast banner, hit that. That will take you to our podcasts. And this podcast features Bobby Dooley as well, with her husband Steve, and one called Bulldoze the Library. To that end, we're going to bring Bobby Dooley on the line, as a matter of fact, and talk to her about this the win by Ohio University over Penn State this past weekend. Bobby, welcome to the program. That was exciting for the family, correct?
It was exciting, Phil. We had a lot of relatives that were over to watch the game. My father and mother still live in Ohio, and so I was on the phone with them, and everybody was excited that for the first time in a long time, I don't have the records in front of me, that Ohio University beat Penn State. It's a very significant win. I'm not a big football fan, but when you look at the different sports that we play at Ohio University, and how we have struggled to reach national prominence in sports, to beat Penn State, and really, not only did we beat Penn State, but we beat them, as they say in the sports pages, I guess, we beat them handily. You know. It was a very, very exciting moment, and one that I don't think I'm ever going to forget in terms of just the just what it meant to the school and it meant to my dad.
So your father is an alumni. Now, Ohio University beat a Penn State team that has been penalized.
My dad and I talked. This is an excuse that a lot of people are going to use. So Penn State. You know what? The way we feel about Penn State, they're all out of excuses. You know, and that's what my husband Steve was saying. Steve's here, as a matter of fact. Can he?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I was going to just, you know, they're all out of excuses. Penn State got no excuses now. You know.
But don't you understand that Penn State had penalties assessed? They had penalties levied. The players.
You're just giving them excuses. You know, a weak mind.
Yeah, I think, Phil, you know, what you're saying is interesting, but the fact is Penn State is out of excuses. They just flat lost, and they lost to a better football team. And not only did they lose, but we were able to do something that has happened very, very few times in the history of Penn State. We beat them on their home field. We beat them on the home opener. That is something that...
Yeah, that just doesn't happen. Yeah.
That just doesn't happen. So we wanted to send out our, you know, our congratulations to all the members of the Ohio University football team, tell them how proud we are of them, how much fun it was watching them just do so good, and, you know, and to see them really humiliate Penn State the way they did.
So can I ask you a question? Are you saying humiliate that you reveling in the defeat of Penn State, given these horrible things that happened at the school?
Well, no. I mean, what we're talking, we understand that things. What we're talking about more, Steve. Go ahead.
No, we beat Penn State. in football, Mr. Henry.
No, I know that, but I'm saying...
And that's the first time that we've done that, and I don't know if we ever have, and we beat them on their home...
We beat them on their home field. We beat them in a home opener. And not only that, but we saw people crying.
Yeah, the people were crying and everything. And I don't like to see nobody cry. Getting all crying about it. But, we gassed them out. In the third quarter especially, it was exciting.
Yeah, I know what you're referring to, Phil. There was some problems that they had with a coach.
These were national headlines, you know.
Well, what I'm trying to do is keep the discussion where it belongs, and that is that Penn State got whooped.
Yeah.
They got whooped by us, and my daddy and my mother both. I mean, we were on the phone all afternoon Saturday just having such a great time. And it was, I'll be very honest with you, it was exciting for me to look at all of those people boo-hooing, you know.
Yeah, they're all crying.
You know, crying and oh, gosh, we lost. Well, you know what? Suck it up, Penn State. You know, how's it feel? How's it feel now that the shoe's on the other foot? So, and in the student section, by the way, at one of the end zones, the students, a lot of them have been camped out since Wednesday night. They're standing there shoulder to shoulder with their arms around each other, singing the song like they're a bunch of, Steve said, like they're a bunch of drunks. You know, they're just...
Yeah, they look like they're all drunk and everything.
But that you're talking about the We Are Penn State, and they were singing the school's alma mater. Singing the school's alma mater?
Yeah, whatever that is. But to us, I think what we're trying to say, and I don't know if you understand how where we're coming from all this, with Ohio University is what we're talking about. Ohio University hasn't beat Penn State. And we beat them on their home field and whooped them. And
I would love for you to talk to my father, Phil, because he went to Ohio University, as did my mother. And we were just excited. And also, yes, there's a part of us that enjoyed seeing Penn State humiliated, drugged through the mud.
Well, this is what I wanted to say. The school has been through so much. The students have been through so much. Those players, those that are left, I mean, a lot of their really good players, the ones that signed these letters of intent, are now moved on to programs that have not been penalized. A student body and a group of athletes that really had nothing to do.
No, I don't say that.
Yeah, that's that old saw, you know. No, we don't buy that.
We don't buy that, Phil. We don't buy that, Phil. They all, as a school, got their brains beat out on Saturday. And, you know, don't try and rob from Ohio University.
Well, wait a minute. But you guys say you're reveling in the fact that you saw people crying.
Well, yeah, we don't want to be cruel. But, I mean, grow up. It's just a football game, too, you know.
Yeah, dude, always. But if they're going to cry, yeah, we're going to ha, 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 laugh at them. It's just a football game.
But what I'm trying to tell you is there was more going on here than a football game. There was a scandal that created among the students and the student body and the faculty a sense of it was a depression, it was a letdown feeling, a feeling of betrayal, a feeling that their school, what it's always stood for, hasn't stood for these things. These are things that are transcending football. It's about the pride of the school, you know.
Oh, maybe they should have thought about that, you know, before they lost the game.
Exactly, Steve. Maybe they should have thought about that before they went out and played like a bunch of losers, and looked like a bunch of losers.
Yeah, they didn't play good.
All right, we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here from the Western States Homeowners Association about the Penn State game. Bobby's parents, your father and mother, huh?
Yes, my mom and dad both went to Ohio University.
Yeah, they didn't go to Penn State.
No, they didn't go to any Penn State. They went to Ohio University, and so it was kind of a fun family moment for all of us to see what was going on there.
When did they graduate?
My father graduated in 1969. My mother graduated in 1972 or 3, I think.
All right. 877-876-7445, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. We're going to be back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about the defeat of Penn State and what appears to be in my opinion, a lot of fans of Ohio University, or maybe detractors of Penn State, reading into this defeat a little more than they should. This is a school that has been thoroughly eviscerated their football program, thoroughly eviscerated. So can you really take that much pride in beating a beat-down Penn State team? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates, talking about this win by Ohio University over Penn State on Saturday. You know, and there's obviously Penn State fans out there that have been a little upset by the comments you're making.
Let me do it, Steve. Well, you know, I don't understand what they're upset about. Their team got beat. And their team got beat. Their team got its brains beat in. And, you know, I know that you have, listening to you, Phil, a lot of wannabes and people that, you know, wish they were as articulate as me and wish that they could do half the job that I can do in promoting my alma mater. But I have to say to a lot of you Penn State fans, I'm addressing you Penn State people now, if you can't accept the fact that your team really got beaten so badly and humiliated, then I have to question whether you yourselves are not in some way a child molester.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hold on.
No,
Phil, you have to listen.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? We're talking about a football game now. All of a sudden you're saying that the fans are child molesters?
I'm saying in some way. That's all I'm saying.
You know, Mr. Renner, that needs to be said.
No, that doesn't need to be said.
Well, you were the one letting everyone off the hook, Mr. Hendry.
I'm letting them off the hook. They're not on the hook for anything. This was the behavior of a few men that destroyed this school, basically.
We're talking about Penn State. Let's talk about Ohio University.
You brought up Penn State.
I brought up their loser fans. I brought up the losers that support that school. Anyone that supports the Penn State football program is a loser. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a movie, Mr. Randall. You know?
I'll do it, Steve.
Yeah, but Bobby does this good.
In the movie The Hustler, Phil, George C. Scott says to Jackie Gleason about Paul Newman, he says, stick with this kid, Fats. He's a loser.
Yeah, he's a loser.
You know? And
yeah, I know that. You've brought that up on my show before.
What have I brought up?
The whole thing about Minnesota Fats and the guy saying, stick with this kid, Fats. The point that I'm trying to make here is that you are calling people losers, and you're calling the school, you're calling out people at that school that had nothing whatsoever to do with the thing that defamed that school, that eventually brought that school to its knees in terms of the penalties that the NCAA levied, that the no bowls and all of the scholarships stripped away and all of the wins.
And that's another thing, too, by the way. How does it feel having a former head coach who doesn't have the all-time wins of all time?
Yeah, their coach used to have the all-time wins. Now he doesn't have the all-time, you know.
You mean the most all-time wins? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what we said, Phil.
No, you're mumbling. You're going, the most all-time wins of the all-time.
No, we're saying... What do you think about the?
I know what you're trying to say, and I know what the actual record was. The most coaching wins all time in the NCAA.
At Division One.
Yeah, Division One. You left that out.
Whatever.
Well, Phil, there are coaches that coach. Steve, who's the man that we know?
I know there are coaches at other levels.
No, hold on. Who's the man we know?
Coach Bullen. Coach Bullen. Coach Bullen, Mr. Andrews, at St. Cloud State. In Minnesota?
I don't know that school. I don't know Coach Bullen. I know that there's a school in Minnesota where the coach has been coaching a long time.
I think that's who it is.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, you know, okay, so fine. So, but the point is that Coach Paterno had the most wins in Division One, and he doesn't have those anymore, and you guys are gloating over it. You're piling on.
Right, and why not? When you consider that Penn State thought that they were so great. And we decided to come on your program. If you're telling us to leave, all right, we'll leave. But we thought for once, Phil, just for once, we'd be able to get on a radio show somewhere and tell Penn State, ha, 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 you lost.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't, and Penn State, I think, that doesn't smell, but it smells pretty fragrant today.
And I just wanted to come on your program and say ha to anyone who is associated with Penn State, to any one of their fans, to simply say, ha, 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 you stink, and ha, 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 you stink. I mean, I...
Yeah, okay, that's real adult.
Well, I know it's not...
Mr. Henry, we realize how juvenile, but you're not giving up. What about how juvenile they are? You know?
How juvenile is Penn State?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? All the stupid juvenile stuff they've done with the statue of, and calling him Joe Pa, like he's an Indian or something, and...
Yeah, no, and a nickname, like a joke name.
They've had a joke name for their football team for years. And
well, it's not a joke name. A Nittany Lion is actually a lion that was on Mount Nittany.
Oh, I see. Yeah, uh-huh. Wow.
Mr. Henry, if you buy into that...
That's what I heard explained to me, that there's a Mount Nittany near the school, and the Nittany Lion is one of the mountain lions that lives on Mount Nittany.
Well, you sure? Mount Nittany sounds a lot like Mount Whitney. Hello?
Well...
Yeah, see how easy you get duped, Mr. Henry?
I refuse to believe it's a joke name. Nittany Lion has some meaning to the school. All right, are you done?
What does that mean, are we done?
Are you done piling on, abusing, making fun of, and otherwise, dumping all over Penn State?
Mr. Henry, I mean, you know, don't you think we're entitled?
Yeah, you're entitled to a point, but I think Ohio University should recognize that the team they beat on Saturday was a football team, and it was a Division I football team, but it was a Division I football team that's at the bottom of the rankings as opposed to at the top. And they don't have the talent they had, and they don't have the coaching that they had, and they don't have a lot of the stuff that they used to have. They don't have the scholarships anymore. They are like a lot of small schools that can't attract anybody because they just haven't got the program that would attract really great athletes. Penn State is down there at the bottom with, the Gonzagas of the world and the William and Marys of the world.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about small schools.
Gonzaga?
Is that a real name?
Yes, it's a real name. You know what? If the two of you had graduated from college, all right, in any event, thank you very much. So you got your little jollies off.
Well, Phil, I think it's very unfair of you not to allow us to at least have a little gloat time.
Yeah, can we just... 1, 2, 3. Ha, 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 ha. Hold on for a minute.
We were going to do it together. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Or no, I did it like her. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. No, we didn't get Steve. You have to start when I do.
What are you trying to do?
We want to go ha 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 at the same time. Steve, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, you started too soon.
All right, I'm going to hang up on the two of you. Thank you very much.
Well, I really find that to be extremely anti-democratic for you.
You know, maybe you could keep them on hold, and when they get it organized enough...
Maybe coach them?
Yes, sure. You coach them. You let them make sure they know how to go ha, 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 ha at the same time.
Well, you're making that sound like the dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy? It's not that... Maybe it wouldn't be easy for you, and maybe it wouldn't be easy for you, Robert, or them, but I think two people going ha, 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 ha at the same time...
Yeah, I just tried to do it with you, and I couldn't do it.
I'm going to fire you one of these days. You know why?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go is right.
Every show, I'm getting called on the carpet.
Well, you deserve it, man.
You agreed about a ha-ha-ha-ha.
No, I didn't agree about a ha-ha-ha. I agreed it's hard to do, but I'd agree that you can't go ha-ha-ha-ha, same as another man.
Yeah, well...
Will you wait a minute? Just allow me to say something. I'm going to fire you one of these days, bud. And I am going to show you what the real world is like. I'm going to send you out there to the real world. You understand? And you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to hump it out there and find out just how the real folks do it. Not have this cushy, stupid gig where you're sitting here every night weighing in on things like ha, 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 ha.
Well?
Well, yeah, what do you mean, well?
Well, I don't know, man. I just, if you're talking about the issue of ha, 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 all I'm saying is I didn't agree. I agree with you. You can do it, but it's hard.
Yeah, talk about ha, ha, ha.
Wait a minute, is this now a topic? Ha, 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 ha.
You're talking about the issue of ha, 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 ha.
All right, we're going to be right back, folks.
Isn't that what you're talking about, the ha, ha, ha?
We're going to be right back, folks, in a moment after I kill two innocent human beings who, yes, they're innocent, but they're also pissing me off. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
What about the ha?
No, you idiot. It's a joke. Ha, 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 ha. There's a musicality to it. Get Margaret on the line. She can do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. And of course, we are online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Bobby and Steve Dooley were on the line with us a moment ago talking. And I'm going to tell you this now, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley. I find it very juvenile, but I also doubly am offended by your comment that if you're still a Penn State fan, you're no better than a child molester yourself. And to me, that is absolutely unconscionable.
Well, Phil, I don't know if you know anything about college football.
I'm as a fan.
All right. Well, did you go to college?
Yeah, that's a good question. You go to college, that's Henry.
Okay, and I'm only going to talk to one. I'm so offended by you. I'm only talking to one of you, and I'll talk to Ms. Dooley.
Well, that's not fair.
What about Mike? Why can't Mike?
I'm only talking to you, Ms. Dooley. What was the question? I'm not answering your question. I'll ask Mrs. Dooley's. I'll answer hers.
Did you go to college?
I went to 2 years.
All right. So you don't know anything about the college culture. Okay? Mr. Henry?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, so you're giving me that. All right, so therefore you don't know what it is to love an alma mater, to sweat for an alma mater, to be... You know, I went to the University of Southern California. As did Steve. Actually, Steve, you went to Northridge, right?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to go to USC, but I went to Northridge because I was supposed to go to USC.
Yeah, Steve was supposed to go to USC, but he just decided to go to Northridge. But
did you graduate from USC?
You know something that's not important right now.
Did you graduate from USC?
I went to all 4 years, if that's what you're asking.
Did you graduate?
That's not the point. The point is, do I understand college culture?
No, okay. Yeah, no, that is the point. Did you graduate? No. So the answer is, you didn't graduate.
I was there for 4 years, hello.
Yeah, I went 4 years. I graduated Northridge. Okay, Mr. Rennie, I graduated Northridge.
What did you take at Northridge?
I take business.
You taked business, huh?
You know what?
Give me the phone, Steve. I'll do it. What is your point?
My point is this. I can abide all kinds of things. I will not abide you making the comparison between Penn State fans and child molesters simply because they root for the wrong team. And I'll tell you something else. Anybody that's a fan of Penn State and stays a fan of Penn State after this year, that's the big one. You know, the people that came out for the first game, big deal.
Well, that is exactly our point. That's my point. That's me and Steve's point.
Yeah, that's me and Steve's point. You know,
me and Steve?
I mean, I'm sorry, me and Bobby's point. That's me and Bobby's point.
Yeah, that's me and Steve's point. If you're still a Penn State fan after you are essentially turned into tomato bisque to the first games of the season, if you still have the stomach for Penn State football, after you see what happens to your football team and you can keep your lunch down, then okay, I trust you're a fan. But right now, these people are all... You know, glory hogs.
Yeah, they're all glory hogs on account of the TV camera.
Yeah, everybody's got their TV cameras at Penn State showing everyone, you know, standing there and going, oh, sorry, and everything.
But I don't know how to respond. Let's get Margaret Gray on the line. You requested.
Yeah, because she's a professional singer.
Okay. Margaret Gray is on the line here from Santa Monica, California. Margaret, so anyway, the question that is being asked here is, did you hear them?
I did, Phil. I heard Bobby. Now, what are you asking? Margaret, we're asking if you can sing ha. Do you know ha 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 ha?
Yeah, about ha ha ha.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm asking you.
Let me do it, okay?
No, I'd rather do it, Mr. Henry, because it is my father's alma mater, and we are the ones that defeated Penn State. And again, I want to make one. All of you Penn State people out there, go to hell. My God, what did you invite me into the middle of here, Phil?
I'm sorry, Margaret. She wanted you on.
I didn't mean anything by that, Miss Bruce. Well, let me tell you something. I'm a native of Pennsylvania. I come from Harrisburg. I did not go to Penn State, and that's the only thing that saves you from having me hang this phone up. I didn't know that you went to Penn State. I didn't go to Penn State. I'm telling you, I didn't go to Penn State.
Where, you went to the University of Pennsylvania?
Yes, I went to Penn. Penn. What's the difference? One is the state university, and the other is a much, much more exclusive and Ivy League school. University of Pennsylvania, Penn, the place we affectionately call Penn, is an Ivy League school. Ivy League. Ivy League. Do you understand? I don't know. I just didn't know that you...
She didn't go to Penn State. She comes from Pennsylvania. And you want her, because she used to be a professional singer, to sing what, so we can move this along?
I'm sorry. I was wondering, Miss Gray, if you would sing so that we get it right. Ha, 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 ha. You know when you're mocking someone?
Yes.
And you go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, it goes, ha, ha.
You know that one? Are you talking about when we go, ha, 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 ha? Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's it, Margaret.
Oh, all right. What do they want me to do?
They want you to sing it the way that people do it, I guess.
Yeah, can you go, ha, 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 because we're doing it to Penn State.
Well, I will tell both of you, if it was for any other school besides Penn State, I wouldn't do it. But I happen to share your antipathy, yes, do you know what that means? Basically, ill will, I guess. Yes, exactly. And I happen to share your antipathy toward Penn State, although I know that there are a great many wonderful people to go to school there. Well, see, we don't believe that. Well, I would suggest, boy.
Just sing the damn thing, will you?
Now, I'm led to believe that I'm going to sing ha, 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 ha. Yes, so I can record it and we can teach it to members of our steering committee, because we want to do a good ha, 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 ha. For the TV station, what is going to come by?
Yeah, my body got the TV station going to come by.
What TV station?
I think it's Channel 9. They're going to do a special on how my father went to Ohio University. And then I'll explain how they beat Penn State.
Well, they probably don't need that explained to them.
Do you have your recorder rolling? Hold on. Steve?
Oh, yeah, I got to get a tape.
Oh, for God's sake, Steve.
So how you been, Margaret?
I'm doing fairly well. I'm doing, Frank is in San Francisco for a conference. And it's just me and Jason J. Delmonico. He's been in school now for about 2 weeks.
Well, they start earlier and earlier.
Oh, God, there's no rest for the wicked, Phil, and more books.
Okay,
if you wouldn't mind, Miss Gray. All right. Ha, 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 ha is a traditional mocking tune, and it goes... Now, record any version of this, but it goes like this. Because I'm also a historian of music, especially colloquial American tunes.
All right, okay. We just do it, please.
Sorry. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Then there. That's way too much. We want the mocking one. Hold on for a minute and don't tell me how to do it. Ah, ha, 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 la, 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 la. Now, there was that one. That one's good. I like that one.
Yeah, let me record that one. Don't do it again.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is that the one you wanted? Then there is the more guttural. A lot of people still don't know that it goes on. There are a lot of other... notes to that melody.
Wait a minute. Wait. What is it?
You don't know what you're listening to? You know I'm doing ha ha the ha.
I don't know what it's called. Are you ha ha the ha? Do is the what? How does it go?
Did you just say something? You sounded like a. You sounded real gloyed.
Yeah, I said it, gloyed.
Do it again, please.
It goes ha 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 ha.
Oh, I don't buy it.
What is that mean you don't buy it?
I don't buy it for a minute. You're making up crap. All right.
But again, it's... If you play that, people will say, why, you filthy, dirty. That really gets under their skin, you know? Because it isn't just ha-ha like that. I don't know. I really like the other one, the ha-ha. Well, yes, there's the
all right, I've had it.
Well, wait a minute. I got...
So,
Do you want to keep any recordings of that?
No, I don't think I need any recordings of that. Thank you. Although we might want one as a bumper, something that to send us out to the news on. That's about as whack as... That's the wackiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Whoever knew man that ha-ha-ha got a belly like that?
Where did you guys ever start calling it ha-ha-ha-ha?
What else are you going to call it?
That's true. All right, so anyway, that was a whole bunch of nothing, man. That that Bobby and that Steve, they want to stick it in and turn it and break it off in the back of every Penn State fan with that whole ha-ha-ha and mock them. And I'm surprised she didn't have them, you know, yell nanny goat or something like that, you know.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, I can understand them all getting excited about beating Penn State and everything. But just like you said, Mr. Henry, and you said it better than anybody, that Penn State team got beat, man. Ain't nothing. Not an old Penn State, you know.
Penn State, by the way, this article is kind of interesting. It also comes with a little bit of a picture slideshow. An extensive internal review of the debacle at Penn State that left a child sex abuser in place on campus for years forever casts a shadow over a heroic figure at the school, and that would be Joe Paterno. The report, the result of months of investigation, this is kind of an editorial opinion, but I found it interesting, finds Paterno and a few other top officials not only showed a callous and shocking disregard for child victims, but also helped empower assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky to attract victims. Allegations have swirled around Paterno, the legendary head coach who led Penn State to national prominence since the scandal broke last year. Still, the official independent review deals a heavy blow to those who love college football and idolize Paterno. Penn State trustee Kenneth Frazier, head of the committee addressing the Sandusky scandal, said it was clear that Paterno and other key university leaders exhibited inexcusable failures when it came to protecting children. But Frazier said figuring the coach's legacy will be a bit more complicated. What do you think about that? You know? I mean...
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I think we have... you know, this isn't anywhere near as... I don't know if it's anywhere near. It's difficult to compare the two. But in my life, there was President Nixon, who clearly was caught obstructing justice. He was caught on tape obstructing justice, meaning he was looking for a way to protect lawbreakers with hush money. He was clearly caught on tape. This scandal eventually led to his resignation. But Richard Nixon, in his own way, was rehabilitated. At the end of his life, when the Nixon Library opened and there were illustrious individuals there, including President Clinton, to speak, to eulogize the man, people found good things to say about Richard Nixon. And today... he is a tragic figure. Today we see President Nixon as a very tragic American figure. On the one hand, a man that wanted to do well for his country, but had a problem with trust. He had a problem with just sticking with the law. He thought that the law wasn't going to serve him, even as president, and he decided that he needed to go around the law and go over the law and somehow supersede it. And that was the kind of the tragic thing about Richard Nixon. But what would you say of him now? Would you say that he is a horrible man? Some people still. But I'll bet you when Richard Nixon passes from memory into history, like the man said, you know, when everybody who lived during that time finally passes on and a person's life passes from memory into history, I'll bet you he is going to be viewed more favorably, perhaps. Don't know.
Now, this guy, this Paterno man, this is about a little child, got... sexual abuse and everything.
I think for Joe Paterno to be 100% rehabilitated, new information would have to come out. New information about him, about the man. New things that might, I don't know. 877.
Yeah, every time you say, I don't know, why are you doing a talk show?
Hey, someone to smack you. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Henry Show.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I did something really goofy. I tried to find the origin, the historic origin of that melody of ha, 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 ha. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
That's nuts, man. You're never going to find that. Man, it might be on Wikipedia if you look on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know all about Wikipedia, okay? I mean, the closest thing I've come to is it is eerie when the beloved theme is transformed into that mocking melody. Is it sad to say I love this song? Ha ha, it's the main song I like out of... I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, we were talking about things that seem very simple, like a child's playground game, like London Bridges or Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary, or what the hell was it? Did I say London Bridges? A Ring Around the Rosie.
What's that?
Ring Around the Rosie is a game that kids...
What's that about?
Ring Around the Rosie, I forget what it's about, but it's like... You guys never played Ring Around the Rosie?
Well, I don't know, man. I remember London Bridges, you know. Yeah, I don't remember Ring Around... Ring Ramus?
Get out of here. I'm going to kick your ass, Ring Ramus. Ring Around the Rosie. You never heard that?
No, I never heard of that. It doesn't sound clean, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't sound clean to you two idiots. That's for sure. You two guys would take Ring Around the Rosie and turn that into pure porn.
What are you laughing at? Doesn't sound good to me.
Hey, bud, if you've never heard of it, then don't comment on it. It's a game that we used to play as kids, and I don't know exactly what it was. It was, I don't know what it was, but I do know that the words to Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, We All Fall Down. Oh, that's right. The kids would all fall down.
What the hell does that mean, man?
Yeah, that's way out there. Ain't never heard of no game like that, and I ever seen a kid of mine do it. I'd stop the child immediately and bring the kid in the house.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure you would.
I would. What does that mean, Pocket Full of Posies, I'm going to fall down?
I don't know. I think it had to do with the Black Death, the bubonic plague. That's how old it is. Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies. Apparently posies in the pocket warded off the Black Death. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is these are childhood games. These are little playground games that little children play that have been passed from one generation of little kids to the next. No adult has ever had a hand, or at least according to some, you know, experts on this subject, no adult has really had a hand in the transferring of these games from one generation to the next. In fact, adults find out about them secondhand. It's always the children that learn them and then teach them to younger children, who then teach them to younger children. And literally, you have had these games come down to us to the present day from hundreds of years ago.
But talk about the Black Death. When was that?
That was like that was the 14th century.
What?
The 14th century, I'm telling you. And the London Fire, that was... So that's why I was trying to find out if there is any information here on this whole... this bull crap about ha-ha-ha-ha, whatever the hell that was.
David.
Oh, well, I got to take the call then, huh, bud?
Yeah.
What are you getting smart-ass about?
Well, every time I hear David...
I'm sorry. I wanted to find out what the hell you guys are talking about because I was alerted, but he lit up the red line, and
you know that I'm going to tear that red line out.
Well, why would you do that?
Because he's got no right calling you on it. We don't need a red line.
It's a phone in my office. It's colored red. It lights up.
Oh, is that some kind of a fun thing for you?
I mean, you don't have to mock me for it, do you?
Well, you know what, David? If the whole reason why you have a red phone in your office is to watch it light up.
If all the lights are off, it looks... I was going to say it looks cool, you know?
Yeah, well, I want to see that sometime, Mr. Hall.
You ought to. It looks really great.
Well, guess what? We're not going to have it. We're not having a red line in this studio anymore.
All right, but I had the call, and I'm glad Bud did, because I want to know... And no kidding around, Phil. What's the... And I'm sorry to your audience. I'm sorry to the people that I had to butt in. What is this Ring Around the something or other? What is that?
Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay, what does it mean?
I don't know. It has something to do with the Black Death.
Well, I think it sounds filthy.
That's what I'm trying to tell Mr. Harvard. He wouldn't listen.
What's it filthy about?
It just sounds filthy.
It's not filthy. It is Ring Around the Rosie. I think it has to do with...
Well, what is it then, okay? And what is it? Did it come to... You said it's from when? The 14th century? So I don't understand that, and you got to be careful if you're going to put that stuff out on the air, okay? You don't want to ever run afoul of the FCC.
You're not running afoul of the FCC with Ring Around the Rosie. It's something having to do with the Black Death. Because of Ring Around the Rosie, I think, is actually the bruising that bubonic plague created. A pocket full of posies was what the people carried in their pockets as a way to ward off Black Death. And then ashes to ashes, which is, of course, in the Bible, we all fall down, which is death.
Well, and what is ring? A ring around the rosy what? That sounds filthy.
Yeah, it sounds to me like a sex act.
That's exactly what Bud was telling me.
Well, it would sound that way to you two nuts. Okay?
Oh, come on, Phil. A guy's got to survive.
Yeah, guy's got to survive. Tell you what, Bud, why don't you send over to David all of the dirty limericks and kid playground games that you know, and he'll get his... He'll get his cookies.
Well, I mean, ring around what, Rosie?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.